views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I still am running on high energy. It doesn't seem to be easing, and to be honest, I absolutely love it. Now, I'm hoping that some of this will rub off on you, the listener, because, and if you're not feeling it or you're feeling discouraged, we're talking about quite a bit of that today. We're going to go through a few things about what you might be experiencing and what we can do. And Archangel Michael is very, very strong with me this entire week, and he is about October. So we're bringing in Archangel Michael's guidance to help us with October 2015 and where we are now with the frequency. Now, we've gone through the big one, you know. Boy, we were ramping it up with September, and we got through September just fine. We're releasing things. We're learning we've got to let go of some things. And for some of you, I know that may be a bit difficult. I know you may be struggling with feeling overwhelmed with that. But at the same time, I want to explain some of that that you may be feeling, because some of you are now probably awakening where you weren't before. And you're going to find that you feel different about things. You're going to find that your perspective is shifting. You know, things are just coming to you in a different way. And you may feel, wow, the way it was is just not there anymore. I can't seem to reach it. That's because it is gone. And I don't say that in a negative way. I'm saying that in a very celebration, rejoiceful way. Because what we want is a higher frequency and a positive awareness where we can make better choices in life. With this awareness and this energy coming through right now, and it will gradually do that for the next several years. It's not going to just be, okay, the moon came in September and now we're there. It's not quite like that. It's gradual. Believe it or not, they're gentle with us. It may not feel like it, but this has been a gradual transition this whole time. You can see how much you've changed and what has changed in your life and what has been removed from your life, whether you were ready for it or not, by just looking back 1 year, like through what happened in 1 year. You'll see, wow, okay, yeah, I've had a few things going on, and wow, you know, you can see it that way. But day to day, don't let it overwhelm you. I know it is sometimes, and I've had to stop and go, I am exhausted and I have to rest. I've just had to stop. And then the energy comes back like it is again now and does not let up. Now, I had the privilege and I had a blast this past Tuesday. I was with Dr. Pat on her show, and we were doing the intuitive painting readings, and Michael was full-blown knocking off, you know, all kinds of stuff that day, too. He's still like that. I described him that day as a personal trainer, like, don't give up. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. That is exactly how he feels. He's very motivational. He's here to let you know that you may not know which way to go, but you are going to be making movement whether you even realize it or not, you are going to be moving forward. And to realize that the past is in the past. Everything that was there, we need to let it go and move on. We need all of our energy focused forward on where we're going and choices that we need to make now. Very, very strong when he came through with that. I mean, he's been keeping me up at night. I've been getting visions nonstop and different things that, you know, I know they're visions. I know they're showing me things, and it's absolutely incredible what they're showing me. Now, last night, no kidding, I was seeing all of these symbols, these diagrams, and they were gently coming down like a soft rainfall, very, very slowly. I started gathering them, and I have to jot them down, and I go, you know, what is that? And I've studied sacred geometry. These are sacred geometry symbols that were coming in last night. So now I have to go decipher that, kind of put it together. So I have no idea what that one is. It literally just came in a few hours ago. But I just am making myself true to it by claiming that to you right now. It's important. I have to look at that. They show me visions of people going through in a tunnel of light, just walking through very calmly, and we're moving. It's like we're migrating into this new frequency. It's very, very positive what they're showing me. Michael is here to help pick you up and hold on to you when you feel like you're not going to quite make it during this part. It is not a focus of that. He really wants to keep your face turned forward to the future. He wants to keep you turned that way. If you have things you're grieving about that you have lost, and it could be just about anything, whether it's someone you loved that passed away, or a job, or a location, or just something, a situation, anything that is just not there anymore, it is time to have the gratitude for the experience and that we did live it, but let it go. It really is about that. Now, I'm also finding that the game is changing quite a bit with the way I do my work, because they're bringing me, I asked for it, and boy, are they bringing it. They're bringing me information because we're going into something new. We need to update what we're doing. We're updating how we approach this thing. We're going to have more abilities. All of us are. And I'm sure some of you are waking up and finding that you've had all kinds of interesting symptoms, maybe headaches, dizziness. You can't seem to get enough sleep. If you cannot find anything medically going on, you need to look deeper. You need to turn inward. You need to just ask your higher self, your soul, okay, you are trying to tell me something with my body. I know that. Michael's saying, absolutely, you want to listen to that. I asked specifically about, you know, I have aches and pains. Everybody does. We have a physical body that tells us. And my body, whenever I get something like that, I know it's trying to tell me something. When you take that approach and you listen to that, that's what I've done for years. Well, it's changing for me as well. So I asked about this. Okay, this joint's bothering me. What's going on? And I would like to remove whatever energetic block I need to get rid of, because I'm very much about that. And I'm continually doing that. And I said that right before I went to go to sleep. And I woke up. And that's usually when my visions happen, wee hours of the morning between 3 and 6 a.m. I have a lot of visions because I'm awake. I'm not asleep. And I said, can you show me what I need to release or let go of, or what I need to heal? And they did. They showed me all kinds of detailed images and pictures. And I realized, oh, wow, that's a surprise. And then at the same time, they were causing a pulsation in that particular joint, in that part of the body. That was new for me. They were simultaneously showing me the connection. It was incredible. So I asked about another part of my body, and it did it again. So I'm saying the game is changing. The antenna, the connection is intensifying. in a positive way where we'll have more clear signal. And if I am, you are too. Now, that's what we're talking about today. And we do have the phone lines open. When we come back from break, we'll start taking some callers so we can help you with your questions for Archangel Michael. We are talking about the guidance that Archangel Michael is bringing to us, the support that he wants to give us, and he's quite enthusiastic about it for October 2015. I'm Dr. Jen. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're taking a short break. We will be right back.
My one solution is my queen, cause she's this strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're falling.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WPLQ. And I need motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she's this strong. Yeah.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just joining us, I want to welcome all the new listeners to our listening family. We are growing continually. Now, today we're talking about the incredible support that Archangel Michael is very passionate to bring to us for the month of October and all the frequency shifting and energies. And we are in a very new experience right now. So we do have the lines open. If you want to call in with your questions about that, 1-800-930-2819. And Brian, I believe we do have a caller.
Yes, we do. It's the one and only Joanne from North Carolina. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
My question is, I would like to know how to become more effective in relating to people and speaking. What I feel in my heart and soul, I have difficulty putting into words and letting people know or have expressing myself. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. As you can tell, I'm having a problem now.
No, you and, know what? You know what? I can relate to that. I really can personally. And immediately I was picking up a fifth chakra for you, obviously, if you're familiar with that.
What is it?
The fifth chakra. Are you familiar
with
your chakras?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, obviously you're talking, that's the obvious right there. The fifth chakra in your throat is about your communications. It's about, you know, speaking clearly, being understood clearly, and also listening and understanding and, you know, absorbing in that way too. What can happen and what I feel for you to be more effective is, honestly, it sounds like your mind is amazing, by the way. While I'm there with you, with your energy, your mind is amazing. I'm asking Michael, what can we do here? He immediately is saying, she has so much filling up with dynamic energy in the thought that it's going so fast. It's actually quite impressive. He's bringing it to me in a very, wow, this lady's impressive. But to bring it to the dimension here, it's a slowing down before speaking. So,
okay.
Like when I started radio almost 6 years ago, I had to practice slowing down the speed that I was talking. And that allows your thoughts to catch up and form into the words. What you're dealing with is two different dimensions. Your thoughts are in one. And then when you go to speak, it's in a different one. And we are raising our frequency now. However, there's still a gap for you.
Okay.
Is that making sense?
I also have trouble, Dr. Royster, when I do try to speak on certain subjects, mm-hmm. I start crying.
You start crying on certain subjects? Oh, that, believe it or not, do not feel bad about that or be disappointed in yourself. That just warmed my heart in a beautiful way to hear that. I think it's a perspective that you see it in. And I want to show you from a different looking glass that is showing how connected your soul is and how passionate you are about that subject. And sometimes they're not very happy subjects, and sometimes they are, and sometimes you just are so emotionally involved. However, allow the tears to flow because they're showing you how strong that connection is. And at the same time, it'll help you to build more of a compassionate detachment where you can actually feel like you can help more better. Listen to me with my grammar. You can actually feel that you are making a difference in a more powerful way, because if you allow yourself to walk through that concern of the tearing up, it will help to prove you to be a stronger speaker and also someone that can help other people in a big way. It's going to help you in a tremendous way. Am I making any sense to you with that?
Yes, you are. You are. It's just that, you know, I start to speak sometimes and I get to a point, I could feel it building up.
Uh-huh.
And I know I'm going to cry, and I try so hard to fight back the tears. And I feel that by showing those tears makes me weaker or less effective. And
yeah, see, that's
I
an
need
old...
to overcome that.
Right. I mean, I was raised to feel that my tears were a weakness, too. And let me tell you, they flew all over the place. I was just like that as a child. I'd go into ballet class at 4. Teacher would just say, "Hello, Jen." I'd start crying. I mean, my mom was like, "I don't know what to do with her." I wouldn't trade my tears for anything right now. They keep me healthy. They let me know that my body is connected into this energy. And I had to learn myself, and I am really with you personally with that. But Michael is just so wanting you to know the impressive connection that you have, and it's taking it and looking at it from a different perspective now, because moving into these higher frequencies, you're going to want to keep that intact. You're not going to want to look at it from the old. When I was talking at the beginning of the show, those are the things we need to leave in the past, the way we used to look at it. That old belief of this is weak if I cry, that is not going to do you any good from here on. You actually want to embrace them and allow them to communicate using your body as an antenna, the connection you're having with different things.
I want you to know that I have a newfound connection with Michael. He's been very strong and very powerful in my life.
Yes, he is.
The past year.
Yes, he is. Does he make you get on the treadmill too? Because he's making me do that.
he's telling me not to exercise
or lose weight. It's to show me other types of visions. And I'm thinking, yeah, I wondered if he's making you do anything interesting like that. That's why I started calling him the personal trainer. And he's like, "Come on, Jen, got to go for a run." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Got to show you something." And for some reason, when I run, it takes me to a frequency to see something different. I really don't understand it completely. I just go with it, and it's phenomenal what I get. I'm sharing that with you and everybody listening, because you may find if you're working with Michael that strongly, he's going to have you in some unique experiences. Are you having any of those?
I find myself being pushed to do things that, I'm still fighting it,
yep.
But he's pushing me in direction. I can feel that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's definitely him, by the way. That is definitely him, because he is fearless. He's like, "Do it anyway. Okay, don't worry about failing." That was the big one he gave me this week, too. "Don't worry about doing it wrong. Just do it. And if it doesn't work out, then go about it a different way. Try a different path toward it. But don't give up on the goal." For you, he's saying the same thing about the speaking. You have incredible connection, Joanne. You really do. And don't lessen that, because you want to embrace that, and the tears are a gift. They really are. It's absolutely the opposite of the way we were raised to think about those tears right now.
Okay.
And and once you embrace it and accept that side of you, you probably won't need to tear up as much. It's probably going to gradually get a little bit better for you.
Well, I did notice one thing that you said earlier when speaking more slowly and more deliberately, it does get better.
And to you in your mind, and I know I went through that, it feels like you're talking so slow because the mind is just,
yes. Whoa, 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 whoa.
And you're on two, it's like two, it's two
it's
rides
unnerving.
That are going at different speeds or something. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I would practice just, and I would recommend this to you. I would practice working with a recorder and just practice the slow speech that sounds so odd to you, probably in your mind while you're doing it. Listen to it back. You'll probably find that it doesn't sound like that at all. It sounds just fine.
That's very good.
I had to do that a lot. And when I first started radio, how you listen to yourself in a recording and you don't like it? a lot of people go, "Oh, I sound so strange in that." I have actually had to really embrace that. And it made a huge difference, because now when I am receiving all of this intuitive message and connection that I'm supposed to deliver to everyone, now it is forming into words that can be understood. So, and then I had to make sure I wasn't talking too Southern, you know, with my twang. It's still there, but, you know, it's who I am.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
So, beautiful. Joanne, yeah, Joanne, you really, I got to go to break here in a moment. But, Joanne, I think that if you just work with a recorder and just work on the slowing down and just allow it to process, it's kind of going through a processor to encode it for this format of listening to it.
Very good. Thank you so much, Doctor.
You are so welcome. And enjoy that personal trainer you have with you, because he's going to keep you hopping.
Okay.
He's going to keep you safe, but he's going to keep you proactive, too. He's going to want you to make movement and take action. Okay.
Take action. That's the key. All right.
All right. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye bye.
Wow. That was a great call. And thank you, Joanne, for calling in. It's time for us to take a short break. We're talking about Archangel Michael and the incredible, you know, support and guidance he's bringing to us for October of 2015. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. After the short break, we will be right back with more guidance from Archangel Michael.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
I'll get along without.
they're back. And wow, what a show topic we're having today, because Michael is so strong for the month of October 2015. Now, what do you feel that you've been experiencing? Everybody out there listening right now, let's talk about that a little bit, because you might not be sure what it is you're feeling. Is it a symptom? Is it, do you feel like aches and pains are, you know, conjuring up out of nowhere? It just seems like one thing after the other. One of the things that's happening a lot with that, and like I said, this is not to ignore if you need to be checked out medically, but this is to look at it from the spiritual energetic approach, because there's always an energy behind all of that. Listen to your body and ask, what are you trying to tell me? Are you showing me the energetic block or something that I need to heal attached to this thing that I'm feeling here? If you just take some intention and some time to ask that, ask right before you go to sleep. If you're not used to listening to the intuition like that, that's the easiest way to start, is to do it right before you go to sleep and ask for that to come to you, and then pay attention to the dreams or the insights or the ideas that may come through. It may or may not come in a dream. It may come in when you're just in a meditative state, or right before you wake up is a perfect time for a lot of that to come in. You're awake, but you haven't got your brain full of the day yet. That's when I have my best visions, really. And that is like a meditative state. Same type of mindset. So, you know, think about, what are these different things you're feeling? And it looks like we have another caller, Brian. Let's bring on, it looks like Gina from Florida.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm familiar with Florida, but I'm not sure where LaBelle is.
LaBelle, I actually have called him, I think, before a few months ago. I lived in Cape Coral at the time. So LaBelle is more inwards, going up north from like the Gulf side.
Ah, okay. Okay. I was just like, where is LaBelle? Okay. That was my curiosity. Now, what can we do
that's
for
fine.
You today?
A lot of people are like, well, what are you, LaBelle?
Yeah. I mean, actually, what can Archangel Michael do for you today? Because it's really about what he wants to tell you today. He's very much here. I think he is the host
that's
of
awesome.
The show versus, and I'm just supporting him. But that's the way it is anyway. So what can we do for you today, Gina?
Well, it may sound odd to some people, but I actually had a question about my boxer that I used to have. And I don't know, it's an animal question, I guess you could say. I had a boxer puppy that I raised, and he was I called him my best friend. I called him my angel puppy. I felt like he kind of saved me, and we were very close. And I was in a situation where we lost our home and we had to move away, and I was not able to bring him with me. Mm-hmm. And my husband did find someone to take him, a girl, but I can't like let it go. I feel so much pain from it, from the fact that I feel like I couldn't explain to him why things happened the way they did. And I just disappeared to, because I had a chance to see him like a year after we gave him to this woman, and he had turned like gray overnight. And it weighs heavy on me, and I don't know how to like release it or.
Yeah, I understand. Well, there's a weight of just, it crosses between grief and guilt, because we were in a situation that we have to make a tough choice like that. And I understand where you're coming from, because I know you still have love and attachment with him. Now, the thing with animals, which is beautiful, and the message that I'm receiving, and I'm going to tear up. Oh, goodness. Here we go. Because this kind of thing, I'm very much with the animals as well. Animals very much feel energy. Very much feel energy. And they have an unconditional love. So it's unconditional. It doesn't change for them when a situation changes. Now, if they have a love for you, they have a love for you. But with us, we have shifted. When we have to make a tough choice like that and we feel bad about the choice that we made, we actually are putting a condition on our self-love instead of it being unconditional and keeping our self-love intact. And that is part of what we struggle with grief or guilt. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that was coming. Now I had to take a deep breath so I could talk that one through, because Michael's just saying, this is it. She needs to hear this. So when we are working with our self-love, and it is a releasement of guilt for you is what it is, and a forgiveness that you had to make a choice like that in a tough situation. At the same time, it wasn't a choice that you did out of not loving. You made the choice because you loved him. You wanted to make sure he was going to be okay. I mean, there's some people that just throw him out the back door and take off. You didn't do that.
Imagine.
You made sure he was good. Right?
Yes, he's, he was my best buddy.
I know it. And I feel for you so much in that. I totally understand a situation like that. And I want you to know that a forgiveness, and this is how you can help him as well. Forgiveness and releasing yourself from the weight and living in your joy is one of the most beautiful things that you can send him in an energy of love when you think of him. Versus thinking of him and feeling bad, it sends a lower frequency.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No, it's
I'm
true.
Sure, you know.
And because an animal, I mean, it will lift him as well. Because when we truly love another, whether it's an animal or a person, we want to send them that uplifting love and not let them feel sad because they're over there too. So it's releasing.
No, I don't want that.
I know you don't. And that's why I'm kind of explaining it, because this is an extremely good question for a lot of people right now. It really is. And I've had to go through it too. And it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. And I acknowledge that. But the goal is, the goal is to, yes, I feel bad about it, but I'm going to forgive myself because I did the best I could in that situation. It's forgiving who you were in the moment that you guys had to make that choice. Because you are in a different place now. And so when you lift that energy up within yourself, you are now going to be able to send him a lot of beautiful love that will lift him and help him too. So it lifts him into happiness. It lifts you into happiness, even though it's not, you guys aren't in the same home again. It's an unconditional love. This is the advanced love and the frequency we're moving into. Now, you basically use your intention and ask for your help, ask for support. Michael will help you with that so much because he'll help you cut the cord. You're not cutting a cord to him as much as you're cutting a cord to the lower frequency of the guilt. Or,
I want to be able to release, those lower vibrations and stay up in the higher frequencies and move forward with my life. My life's been about a lot of loss and learning and all of that. And I feel like I've made such progress, but that one thing, I just have never been able to let it go, no matter how many times I talk about it or, whatever. But I understand what you're saying, that it'd be better for not just me, but for my dog Brutus as well to receive that kind of energy and light as compared to, I'm so sad because I lost you and what happened.
Exactly.
To you.
I mean, so it's it's a healing in it. And it is you are in a place where you learned from this beautiful animal, love, unconditional love. And we want to continue to keep that intact, even though we had to go through a tough separate, because we will have things come and go in our life and situations and different ways that it'll come in and come out. What happens with people, there's some that are there, some no. And it's what we are learning from what we just experienced with them versus trying to hold on to the way it was. That's part of the problem that you're struggling with too, if that makes sense. It's kind of like trying to let go of the way it was, because it is the way it is now, but you can send him so much love and positive and smile when you think of him, because you'll always think of him. That's a given.
Yeah,
you will.
I just
because
never
he's part
had
of you
thought
now.
Of it that way.
Mm-hmm. He's part of you. So, but
yeah,
it pulls at others when we don't self-love too. So if we have a connection like that, Michael can help you distinguish between which cords we need to cut here, what needs to be let go of and to focus on. So you're focusing on your self-love, forgiveness of you, because you are different. You're not who that person was. You're not in that situation. You are who you are today. And it's looking forward. It's not, you don't have to forget him. You just have to forget feeling bad about him.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that
I've got to go to break again. Gosh, these breaks come fast. But I hope that that helps you. And that was very much coming from Michael. And have him work with Michael on a daily basis right now. He will really help you with this a lot.
Okay, I will do that, and I hope he knows that I'm thanking him as well.
Yeah, well, he absolutely does, and sending a lot of love to your boxer puppy that showed you what love really is. Sometimes we learn what it is when we don't have it anymore, and you know, and you kind of feeling that. But you are going to find your way through this, and you're going to see that your love is going to be stronger, where you can give more out to the world. But on that, I have to go to break. Thank you, Gina, for calling in.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're taking a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with Archangel Michael and the guidance for October 2015. We'll be right back.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves a lot of things.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community, Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back, and we're in the last segment. This show is moving so fast every week, but you know what? I absolutely love being here with you every week. You know, we're all going through this together. We're going through this transformation. We're going through this frequency shift gradually, and we're all feeling it in many, many different ways. I want to give you a platform where we can share the experiences and we can learn from each other, because this is new for everyone, everybody. I know what I'm receiving that's brand new, and I feel like I just went back to school because I have to be updated in what I can bring to you. But what is coming in for you that might be different? Look at that. Pay attention to it. Don't expect it to be the same. Don't expect it to come in the way it always did, because for me, I know it's not. And I've just had to go, well, okay, this is an adventure. And I've actually found that it can be quite fun, because we're learning and it's surprises, and you just never know from one minute to the next. I want to send a lot of love and protection out. I'm asking Michael to watch over everyone along the eastern seaboard of the United States. That includes me here in Virginia Beach. We do have a weather pattern coming our way, a hurricane that formed at the last minute, but we don't know where it's going to hit. But use your logic. If it looks like you're in the path, get yourself ready, but don't be afraid. Know that we do have angelic guidance and protection at all times. I know that I feel fine where I am, and I'm right on the water here. But we used our logic. We got all the things we needed, and we're ready to go. So I'm here with you waiting to see whether we're going to experience it or not. We already are having quite the winds and rain here. But to everyone that is experiencing that, or if you're in another part of the world that experiences natural things that happen, know that you have just a call away where you can ask for some help and some protection. And I, just with that, I want you to know that. Now, before we wrap the show up, I wanted to quickly say that one of the things that Michael brought up is that you may be having a confliction with emotions and thoughts. Okay. That is very much about the first caller we had, too. But he said the conflicting emotions and thoughts about you don't know which way you should go. You don't know what decision you should do. Or maybe you're second guessing about making a choice if you made the right one. He really wants me to remind you again, don't feel like any choice is wrong. Go with it. Learn from it if it didn't quite pan out. And then pull back and go down a different way and try going at it from a different angle. Don't keep trying it the same way over and over again if you keep getting the same result, right? I think that's an Einstein perspective. But that is making so much sense right now. Don't be afraid to experience life. We're here to live it. If you find that, okay, that just didn't work out, pull back and find another way to go at it. But don't let go of your faith in yourself when you do that. He's also saying, believe in the wisdom that you have within you to take a step forward, because it's a brave step to take if you are always afraid of making choices. But it's time to take responsibility for our choices. It's time for us to make our own choices for our own life and know that you can trust and feel secure in it. Right now, and I'm sharing every bit of it with you guys on the radio to the public about all the things I have coming in. They're brand new. If I was worried about what everybody thought, I would be holding back my gift and not sharing it with you. Your gift might be something completely different. Maybe you're a wonderful organizer. Maybe you can speak clearly to people. Maybe you have something else that you can bring and contribute. Don't hold back those incredible gifts that are inside of you, because the world needs them. That's why you have them. You need them for your happiness. And when you are actually sharing those gifts with the world, you're going to be happier. And I honestly don't know what will come from one minute to the next with the way they're taking me. But I'm sharing that with you because that's the way it's going to feel. But still, you'll need to make a choice and decide to go down and do some sort of path, okay? You will need to do something to move forward, but don't be afraid to move forward because you don't know if it's right. It is a time of learning curves are going to be worked on a bit, brand new things. And apparently I have new languages I have to decipher with all those codes I saw. I'll let you know what I find out when I have that down. I have to dig out some major books that go into it deep and sit down and decipher this thing because I can't wait to see what they were telling me, but they've been bringing me something every day. And one of the things before I'll leave that I want to leave you with is the one vision where the people were, I was on the top of the building and people were, it was more like a bungee jumping dive. They were voluntarily jumping off and it was not suicide. Okay. They were jumping off because they were diving into life. They were just going for it. Some were falling fast, but they weren't hitting the ground and they weren't dying. And at first when I was observing all of this, all these people doing this, and then some were jumping off and they were going down slowly and some were jumping off and flying. And it was showing me that people were going for it, living their lives. And if they didn't get it right the first time, they got back up on top of the building and they tried again until they got it. It's like riding a bike, so to speak. But it was not suicide. I just want to make sure I'm being very clear with that. That was just a metaphor in the dream. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to do it too. And I flew. And I haven't had one of those flying dreams in a while. And flying dreams are all about freedom. So kind of make it a challenge. It's like, hey, I want to have a flying dream because that means you're finding your freedom. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Come join me over at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I have all kinds of things over there. Meditations, free meditations. We have a weekly newsletter you can sign up for. You can go online and book your own private sessions if you'd like to go in depth. We even have email readings where you can ask a question and then I can send that back to you for those that are in a different time zone. I have it in a lot of different variations. And you can do as much or as little as you want. As always, it's a joy to be here with you. And I will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. With much love and blessings, I wish all of you a joyous future and journey. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.